grab a seat to the bar and join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Hosts Tansen, Jess, and Maggie bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and diehard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk. Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 17.17, Familiar Burrows, where we are covering the novel Proven Guilty. My name is Tansen, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
Jess.
144 days.
And our guest, Shayla.
Hello again.
Chapter 26. Harry wakes up to find out that he is being auctioned off by all of his enemies by Crane, and realizes Lashiel might be his only help out of the situation.
Love this chapter so much. It should appear in every supernatural novel of all time. They should all have this scene. Same with the Twilight baseball scene. Twilight baseball scene and being auctioned off on eBay scene should happen in all supernatural fictions of all kinds ever.
I don't know the baseball scene.
It's amazing. It's a bunch of vampires playing baseball with super speed and super strength. And
then they wait for a cloud storm because then the thunder is like covering the sound of them hitting the ball.
Exactly. But it's just like, Teen Wolf did lacrosse, but I was like, but they didn't like go full out werewolf lacrosse.
So Harry wakes up gagged, blindfolded, and bound by manacles to stop him from using magic.
Harry wakes up just gagged.
Now, what the hell kind of wizard trafficking ring is this?
A very small one, apparently.
Think of the imagery, okay? He is laid out.
He wouldn't be gagging.
On a cold concrete surface, bound, ready to be sacrificed.
He's on the slab.
And just a couple of chapters ago, he was basically standing over Maeve being like, I killed your sister, motherfucking bitch, and I'll get you too. Right. Well, 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 Harry Dresden, look at the turntables.
Turn some tables.
Exactly.
Indeed. Indeed. And he's not even in, like, some cool, like he's got motor oil, and, like, where the fuck? He's in, like, some fucking old garage.
A little stinky in there.
A little stinky. Not fun.
He's kind of able to communicate with Rollins, kind of.
I do like that Glau does not shut him up for this. He lets them talk.
I know. I mean, granted, it's a little so, again, if we're talking, like, spellcaster, maybe it wouldn't be precise enough to, you know, but yeah, it's enough to do the whole.
I would just say, no communicating. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk to each other. But, you know, that's
me. Smarter thing to do.
That would just tell them to shut up and that would be more effective.
Well, they can communicate right now. They're, you know, talk like.
He could have easily just gagged Harry Rollins right there and shut him up.
Well, that too, but Harry Dresden is receiving information about the room right now. Why bother blindfolding him if you're going to let Rollins just tell him what's going on?
I guess. Well, yeah, like I say, I mean, I assume it has more to do with simply.
Fuck that wizard.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows, maybe even the blindfold in and of itself, other than he can't get direct line of sight on what he's doing. But yeah, I would think more for like the utterance of spells and things like that is the, so he doesn't really care. He's like, go ahead and tell him he's in a garage. Go ahead and tell him there's a truck here. Like, what's that going to do? He can't actually say anything and invoke anything, so.
The downfall of the cockiness.
Oh, always, right? Where would we be without cocky criminals that just keep fucking up?
Darby Crane approaches and has Harry's hood and gag removed. Sounds like it's a bit of a fancy piece of equipment. It's a one piece with attachments.
Yeah, right? Darby. What kind of leprechaun games are you playing?
Which makes sense later on. You've got a regular supplier in the house.
Why?
I couldn't have laid more hints if I tried.
Right. It's also the return of the wizard manacles.
Yes. Where was it before?
Liver spots held him down with them at the museum.
Right.
And Harry's got some questions. He's like, some people say Nicodemus made them. Some people say Mab made them. Some people say The red vampires made them to fight their war with the wizards.
Yeah.
A lot of good contenders, but if they've been around that long.
I was going to say, well, I mean, okay, Mab, I'm sure.
Mab and Nicodemus fit the bill, fine enough. But for blaming the Reds having just created them for their war, it's like, what, 45 wars ago, maybe?
If it was Nick, he would have bragged about that shit, I'm sure.
Well, we actually find out where they come from eventually in the novels, right?
Yeah.
But
it says it in hearing.
Oh, is it actually confirmed in this one?
Yeah, it's troll made.
Okay.
Yeah. Darby says these particular ones, whether they are the originals, who knows if there's other makers of them.
Although I think that might be next chapter, because
it's my understanding Nicodemus is the one that invented them.
Yeah. But I mean, Nick's only been around for like, what, a couple thousand years or whatever, right? Because the whole Silver Denarii and the... Okay.
As far as we're aware, same with the wizards. The wizards started in Rome. That's only a couple thousand.
Okay. I'm just saying. So Mab has been around a lot fucking longer than that.
Yes, okay.
Nicodemus around 2000. So again, it just, where would the
creation
of the vampires... No, but yes, I'm just wondering, right? Would they be somewhere in between Mab and Nicodemus? Or right, when did that... Because if you go by
it's not creation of vampires. It's the vampires creating the manacles.
No, I know, but they would have to exist in order to create them thing was all I meant, right? So I mean, if you go with the Buffy lore is the first one that comes to mind, where Giles is the demons... Last, when they were last being banished from our world, their blood mixed with the humans, so that was basically since the existence of the world, right? So it's just sort of an interesting...
I assume everything developed more or less the same. All the human beings and their little DNA was dividing and...
So vampires are as old as the...
And vampires and the fairies and stuff.
Okay. No, that was all. That's all.
Christianity.
Okay, wait. Christianity came a lot...
No, it didn't.
A while after the beginning of the world, just saying.
A while after the beginning of the world, agreed. But the wizards did not manifest a government body until more or less Christianity started manifesting.
Well, that's fair. They might have not started organizing till then. I mean, let's say there was a lot of...
Touché. I don't know what they were doing before that.
But obviously, I just meant, obviously fairies existed before then. I'm like, wizards may have existed before then. Yeah, they just didn't come together. But anyways, point being is just that was more or less what the...
Sorry, Michael. I'm sorry.
So in that case, I was going to say yes, not taking it that. I get what he's saying about them being super useful in this war. Like you say, the vampires could have created them a couple thousand years ago, too. But yes, now given, he does make a good point about them giving it out Halloween candy. It's why aren't these things popping up fucking everywhere then? That might lend you to believe that maybe it's not theirs. Because you're right. If they had that much access, if they could just manufacture them themselves. But anywho...
All right, so Harry immediately calls Crane out on his shtick of networking, yada, yada, yada. And Crane admits that he found out that Harry was valuable to a few parties, which ended up saving his life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd just be dead.
Otherwise, he'd just be
so good. It's so good. Picture this from everyone else's point of view, okay? Forget these people in the room, okay? You are the Wizard Council. You are the Fallen Angels. You are the Red Court. You are... who knows? Any bad guy that's ever run into Harry Dresden.
Not the wizards.
You get a call. Yes, the wizards too. You get a call.
By proxy.
And you are informed that Harry Dresden has been captured. And he's not... I don't really have beef with him, but I know the rest of you do. So who the fuck wants him? I don't have a vendetta. I don't gotta kill this guy, but I'm willing to make a quick buck. Who wants to buy him? I'm sure that Laura Wraith isn't on this auction, or at least the White Court in some capacity. Count Court, yeah.
Who? What? Which?
I'm just saying, all of these people imagine the call that they got. And I imagine, the fairies, Mab knows what's going on. She might not be involved, but she knows. And I like that she, just to think of any one of these people just at their home being like, you fucked up today, Dresden. I don't know what you did, but you fucked up today. It's just so good.
So being new to the series and Proven Guilty being my first book, it really shows how much shit he has fucked up over, 8 books that there are people bidding
on him.
Gunning for him.
Yeah, not only is he good at burning buildings, he's good at burning bridges.
Oh,
nice.
No, it's so solid. I mean, Harry's flabbergastedness about, you're selling me on eBay? Are you kidding me right now?
And numbered accounts only. None of this PayPal shit. I don't trust that.
But it's so good.
Oh, my God. It was such a fantastic.
It's amazing. And yeah, and again, of course, the White Council, so we don't negotiate with terrorists. We will not involve ourselves. But clearly they know what's happening. Is Ebenezer losing his mind right now, freaking out? Or are they just not going to tell him?
Right, or he's like, oh, I was fucking he's just sitting there. Find a way to.
The Merlin's like, keep low.
But it's so annoying. It never gets brought up again. Sorry to say spoilers, but nobody ever comes up and is like, hey, I saw you on eBay one time. Like, hey, I put in $3 million for you and lost. It sucks. Oh, well.
Fuck you for escaping. I had the highest bid going.
And we find out that the person who is winning the bid right now is Duke Ortega's wife. And
the late Duke's wife.
There was a bit of a scuffle a few books ago. Mm-hmm. Duke Ortega cheated. Crazy, right? He's some vampire that was like gonna come kill Harry. Harry managed to escape with his life.
Yeah, they were having an official duel.
And then Harry went to his old mentor and was like, he cheated. And then his old mentor was like, no problem, and pulled a satellite out of the sky and crushed his house and killed him.
And all the human and retainers. And
Ariana, his wife, apparently has a grudge still. She should be with Ebenezer, not Dresden, but whatever.
Good thing she was at, you know, like the summer house in France when this all went down.
Yeah.
She's like the only one that didn't get squashed under satellites.
There are some really great lines that Butcher's written in here that I really appreciated. Like, the Crane returned a moment later smiling like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Like, what a great way of saying he smiled coldly.
Yeah.
Like, that's just way better. Like, I love that. I love that moment.
I do appreciate, again, I don't foresee myself, like, continuing reading these books.
Go fuck yourself.
But I've also, but listening to the podcast gives me enough of a gist on it, but I could just, I really do appreciate Jim Butcher's writing a lot.
Right.
And just, like, he doesn't use simple words. He uses, like, bigger ways to describe something.
Good
and
imagery.
It's just like,
good
oh, fantastic.
Smart.
Yeah. That's what I definitely appreciated reading through this book. Because I read the entire thing, of course.
So Rollins thinks that they've been here for about an hour, hour and a half, which is a fair amount of time for an auction. I mean, most auctions, 24 hours, 3 days. A wizard, though. Good 90 minutes and you got yourself a couple million.
Hey, you know, if the thing is hot enough, right? I mean, this is essentially a one-of-a-kind item. I mean,
listen, you're not allowed to sell real human beings on eBay, so we got to get this sale done before they kick us off.
It's got all in code words.
It's the eBay on
the
flap.
That's the thing, though, is that it's got to definitely be under code words. So I'm like, is it?
That's why I had to call everybody.
Is it a hilarious listing that if you're in the know, you'd understand? Or does it really only work if everyone got the email? I know it says toaster, but guys, come on.
What, like you say, what would you
limited edition
Starborn like, plush toy?
Yeah, I'm like limited edition Starborn action figure, slightly used. Comes with his own
little charring on the side.
Duster. Yeah, a little charring on the side.
Used but fair.
Comes condition. With free pair of manacles.
Right. Fuck, that'd be awesome. Think of the best thing that you could.
Keeping Rollins alive for all of this is honestly strange. Because you don't really need to keep Harry in submission by keeping this guy alive. You've already got him tied down with all your anti-magical hoo-ha. So it is a little bit surprising that they didn't immediately kill Rollins back in the parking garage. And instead they took the effort to also
very
drag
fortunate.
Him here.
However, he does prove useful because even though they have Harry all bound up, he's not cooperating.
That's yes. He's using his leverage.
I get
the
that.
The soft
but
spot.
So, you know, it's still...
I guess we just had to, yeah.
What cooperation do you actually need from Harry?
But sure needed
you
a
just
reason
need to sell
to
him off,
him
though.
Yeah.
I know, but you just have to sell him off. You don't actually need Harry to cooperate. He's still tied down.
Because he's heard how annoying he is and how much sass and lip he's got, so he's like, shut up.
And took his gig out of his mouth.
Shut
I'm
up.
Just saying. I was like, Rollins didn't like, need to be here. Like,
back on.
Just put the fucking hood back on and leave them until your sale is done. We don't ship. You must pick up yourself.
Right. No deliveries.
Actually, I guess through the Never Never, that could be like one day delivery.
Right.
Depending.
That's a good point.
Yeah. We do deliver, actually. We just decided.
Harry, of course, first thing also takes that precious moment to threaten Glau. He's you killed my dog. Prepare to die.
So our affairs in order.
Right?
Right. Yes, fuck yes. Why is he still alive? She just zapped him with your laser eyeballs the second you came to.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to figure out how to get out of this predicament. And who should he decide to call on?
Ghostbusters.
Get it.
So close. The ghost, actually. Yeah, that would be a little more helpful.
This is really cool, too. Okay, we get it. Temptation. She's going to say things in a calm and rational, and you're going to fall for it, and you have no other options, so you have no choice but to rely on her. That's what they do. She can afford to be patient. I get all that. Same time, when you don't have a lot of options, having a fallen angel who's got centuries and centuries of information living in your head, very, very fucking useful.
Right.
Being able to plan out.
She's just
all of
waiting
this
for a moment like
at
this.
At the speed of thought.
Your petard is hoisted.
Exactly.
How? What? You want my help? What? Say pretty please.
Mm.
Yeah, and he does, but like he very like formally calls her up. I seek an audience or whatever he's got going, not just like, hey Lush, get out here. I'm like, you just every other time I'm like you like slap her around, like you
throw, trying to be polite.
Yeah, right, but it's like you throw her in like prison uniforms, you like slap manacles on her, you like shut her in a cage, now you're like, oh, can I please have a word with you?
Well, yeah, now he needs something.
But it's like, yeah, it doesn't give a shit about pissing her off or doing anything before, but he said.
But she does make an appearance. She's a ginger now.
You changed your hair.
There's too many blondes in your life. But I thought that was on purpose.
To have that many blondes in his life?
Yeah. I thought Lash was specifically
modeling herself?
Modeling herself after the woman in his life for his attention.
But she's changing tactics because it clearly wasn't working for her. So she's
I
like,
guess so. But like, I thought the whole
thing. Everybody loves
of, like,
a ginger.
Clearly he likes blondes, or clearly he likes the Susan's whatever olive skin, whatever the fuck was described as. Clearly he likes these eyes and this nose and that stature and this.
See, I never necessarily. I thought it was sort of supposed to be like maybe her image kind of a thing. Her.
She doesn't have an image. She's a monster.
Yes, but she. I don't know.
I always took it that she was purposely trying to look like these women, and now she's like, it's got too much. She's like, I don't feel special anymore.
Maybe that's just it. Maybe you're right, she was, but there's just, again, like, okay, he prefers, but they're all fucking blonde, so I need to do something to stand out, so.
I look at it as she's trying all of the different angles to see what lure will work today.
And yeah. Clearly, this was a good choice, because look who's crawling back.
And I mean, really, how many are there? There's Murphy and Molly.
It's Murphy and Molly only.
And then Charity.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not really that many. Because even...
She feels threatened.
Even a bunch of his villain people haven't been blondes, you know? Like, Bianca and stuff were also... I'm like...
Oh, yeah, Bianca and Lara both have black hair.
Yeah, right? So I'm like, I don't know why there's so many blondes with, like, 2.5. Yeah. But okay. That's just 2.5 too many for Lash. She's like, no competition.
I can't handle this.
But I'm for it. Right? Red hair. It's pretty. She does her usual Greek toga, whatever she's got going thing.
Harry learns from her that the manacles are of a fairy make and are weak against the same items as their creators, sunlight and iron.
Unseelie. Hoo, Mab, you little biatch.
Yes, made by trolls,
or
wasn't
her predecessor,
it?
Or yes, but they are part of the... Right. Trolls are part of the Unseelie. There's certain beings that are...
Seelie?
Loyal or whatever
unseelie,
to the... Yeah,
and then
there's
certain
the wild...
undecided flip floppers.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Italiano,
so
as they say.
Winter court, then?
Is that what they say?
Is what I say.
If they're Unseelie, are they winter court, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Seelie is the summer. Unseelie is the hence Mab and her domain. And why, you know, bad, evil, cold things are just... Maybe that's why if they were made by the summer cart, would they, like, bite in and, like, burn?
Maybe so.
These are, like, the winter court, so they bite in and, like, freeze? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So, yeah. So he needs... Okay, so he's like, great, there's a toolbox. I'll just go over to the toolbox and find something and break the... And get it to Rollins so Rollins can break free, then he'll free me.
Oh, yeah, no.
What do you mean? This is a great plan.
That's a really dumb plan.
You can't reach anything. Okay, well, aside from that...
Negative Nancy over here.
Oh, my God. Look, I asked you for help. Are you going to be part of the solution or just part of the problem?
I think you're just going to die.
Oh, wait a minute. If I die, you die.
It's a really cool plan what they come up with, okay? It's honestly really cool. It's not just Lashiel teaching Dresden to release the bones. And I have thought about this through countless other books. Like, years and years and years after I read this for the first time, I come across it in so many books where I'm like, you should just fucking collapse your bone structure. Get out of the manacles. It'd be so easy. Harry Dresden did it. It's fine.
I don't know if I just assumed this is where it was going the first time, if I've just thought about it so many, because honestly, when I was initially thinking of this scene, because I remember that it happened, I could have sworn it was like his dad's stage illusion Houdini that he could pop his thumb out. And it's Lash teaching him. In the moment, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I always thought he fell back on, like, his one dad stage illusion thingy where, because, you know, lots of them do that kind of a thing to escape that. It was just kind of funny. I was like,
your namesakes, Harry. So many of your namesakes.
I know, like, all the things. Exactly. It was like, of all the things. And I was like, Dad didn't even teach you how to fucking, like.
He was six. He was a six-year-old little boy.
I'm sure his dad had.
Teach you how to break your own arm.
Had books and, you know, his notes.
I remember when CPS comes by, it was a magic trick.
There's a scene in one movie, and it was one of, again, the earlier horror movies I watched in my teens when I was really starting to expand. The Hitcher. It was the remake with Sophia Bush. They capture the psycho hitchhiker, and he has to get out of his handcuffs. And I just remember specifically a scene where he wants to get out of one, and he does, like, dislocate his thumb so his hand can fit through the cuffs.
Did it give you the nice snap, crackle, pop sound effect?
Oh, God, yes, it did. And it, like,
maybe, that's really the gross part about that. Just
yes, like, he got that. There was a couple other scenes. Like, I was 15 when I watched this movie. Mm. Got a funny story on that. But anyway, then he, like, gets out of his cuffs. He, like, opens it, and then, like, attacks the cops with these cuffs, gets out, all that. But I still remember renting this, because it's way back when you could rent movies still. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I went with my stepdad to rent a movie, and my parents were just like, yeah, you can rent horror movies, just make sure they're appropriate. What I didn't notice until I got home, and let me tell you, my stepdad sure as hell noticed the rating. It was 18A. Yep. Like, they were fine with 14A, like, all that stuff. R, it was like, oh, we're pushing it, but if you can handle it, kind of thing. But yeah, so my stepdad noticed this.
Was it purely for the gore factor?
I don't remember a lot of it.
I'm gonna say, often with 18A, it has very other adult themes in it.
There
as
was
well.
Quite a few other adult themes. Like, there was a lot of inappropriate, like, dialogue that I probably shouldn't have been watching at that age. But I remember when my stepdad found out, he went and told my mom, and I'm, like, sitting there, and I was just like, maybe if I just throw myself into my chores, they can't be too mad at me.
Oh, you're washing the dishes without asking.
Pretty much. I'm not straightened in the dishes, and it's just like, they're gonna fucking kill me. There's no way. And then my mom comes in.
Can't be mad at me for not noticing. He didn't notice either. He rented it for me.
Well, and that's kind of what it was, is they already kind of said yes, so their hands were tied, so they both came in, and I got the famous speech, and I got this so many times up until after this. It was, if you have nightmares, if something upsets you, don't come crying to us. We're not comfortable with you watching this, but we technically already said yes. So I did. I watched it, and there was one scene where one of the main characters, he is strapped to, like, two semis. And then, like, ripped apart.
Yeah.
That scene lived rent-free in my head for way too long, and it traumatized me. Now I can, like, watch it probably eating, like, a donut or something.
Well, see, at least in this one, it's just dislocating a thumb. It's not like Gerald's Game.
I actually haven't watched Gerald's Game, but I know the scene you're referring to. I have seen it, and it
does our podcast have a trigger warning? For me?
So, back to...
But yes, dislocated thumb in that movie fucking traumatized me as much as the semi-truck scene. And
that's
if I'm
insane.
Wrong on that scene, because again, this is like almost 20 years since I've watched it, please let me know.
Don't worry, they will.
They were good.
So I'm a little bit... When I was reading this, and he just, like... It's so easy to agree with Lashiel that he has to do it. Because, Rollins will die. Oh, and, like, all these other people will die.
Options, and that was why he didn't want to ever listen to her in the first
place. And, yeah, she very coldly and methodically lays them all out. Well, this is why this won't work. This is why this won't work.
Hear me out, my hostess. If you don't like it, I will, of course, help you come up with another plan.
Yeah.
Great, thanks. It's still going to be you either way.
He's listening. I don't want it. Why not? Because a freaking fallen angel is offering it. That's why ever not.
And how many people will be hurt and die if you get conned by a fallen angel?
Once again.
Because you are a deadly weapon, sir.
Harry's the one doing the conning. Harry's so smart. You've got all these people right now doing this eBay thing. You've got the Wizards of the White Council refusing to do the eBay thing, but obviously aware that it's going on. You've got who knows what in the world all right now thinking, this is it. This is the end of Harry Dresden, finally. And it's like, you don't know. He's got an ace up his sleeve, and nobody knows that there's a fucking fallen angel in his head, and it's such a fucking cheater move.
That's easy. Well, it's like, it's funny, too, because you're like, okay, pig, I get vampires, right? Yes, they're supernatural, but they are very much of the mortal world and spend a lot of their time. I'm sure there's a bunch of them sitting around on computers getting intel. Lara and her whole thing, right? You know, those
vampire doom scrolling.
But, like, what? Who in NAB's court is tasked to sit around and monitor the internet?
I'm sure they've got secretaries, okay? They absolutely do. When we went to Aurora's whole get up, they absolutely had someone in the corner just like.
Set up at a hotel, yeah.
Okay, but also, no thing, too, like, vampires, they've been around for centuries and centuries. Whatever the money they died, well, died with, obviously, inflation went up. They're rich. They can totally afford a couple secretaries. Yeah. How many vampires do you come across that are working a 9-to-5 in the lower middle class?
You'd be surprised in Dresden's world. There's a lot of lackey vampires.
I mean, there's also the fact that they constantly eat their secretaries, so, you know.
Okay, you're losing money just because you have to keep hiring new fucking secretaries.
We don't do sign-on bonuses here, by the way.
They're all just chattel anyway.
But yes, whoever these people are, they're on there.
Thank you so much to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us keep doing what we're doing. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at patreon.com/freeflowrambling.
Chapter 27. Harry enacts his and Lashiel's plan and manages to get Rollins and himself out of the garage, but are again apprehended.
I have to say, like, the whole first part of this chapter where he is starting to escape, I can appreciate a really good escape thing. Like, mm-hmm. You're trying to get out of your binds. Not from horror, but from, like, every 80s action movie where the hero is apprehended and bound and trapped.
Right.
I just love it.
I don't know his character's name. I don't remember it offhand. I probably heard it, but Mel Gibson. Bruce Willis suddenly popped in my head out of nowhere, but Mel Gibson, Lethal Weapon, isn't he always popping his shoulder or dislocating his shoulder?
Oh, I thought it was Bruce Willis in, like, Die Hard or something.
Yeah, no.
Bruce Willis is just crawling through the vents and everything. He never really got captured and bound.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I was totally thinking about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sliced his feet all to shit because he was running around barefoot.
I don't know. If anybody else knows it, I'm like, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, but I cannot think off the top of my hand what his character name was because they didn't. But, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. I know I saw the first Lethal Weapon. I don't think I watched anything after that, but it was when I was, like, a kid. But, again, just not am I a horror lover, but I'm also huge when it comes to stuff from the 80s. And I love those kinds of just escape scenes where the anxiety is pretty high because, like, you're looking over, you can still see, like, Darby talking on the phone. You know he can just look out and see what you're fucking doing at any point, and just, like, that build.
Yeah, and I mean, thank God he had some errand for Glau to run because, you know, even he's like, what do I? He's like, yeah, they're not going anywhere, you know? So, yeah, because he would have been even more screwed. But I love, actually, even just how he starts it off where he's like, we plotted, but plotted at the speed of thought. You know, like,
that's why it's awesome.
So good. Just
Harry's a fucking cheater. So it's not just that she manages to come up with the whole how we're going to get you out of the manacles. It's the once we cut the lights to I'm going to project the image of the workshop in your brain.
So you can
which
still
is so fucking genius.
How cool is that?
They should do that 1,000 times over. Why is this the only time they do that? It's
baseball,
so
baseball and
the projecting of the room in
mental holograms.
Oh, and it happens really quickly even after that, because, like, Harry just gives Rollins, like, really quick overview. He's like, this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we're gonna get
the
out of
fact
here.
He explains it to Rollins at all is a marvel. They are also still in the room. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Trust me, bro.
Yeah. I kill the lights and we get out. The doors change. You know what? Don't worry about that. Like, I've already figured all that. Exactly. It's like, I already hit.
Crane, why hire help if you're not going to then let them do the job that you've hired them for?
Right.
Because both Liver Spots and Glau are like, all I want to do is watch Harry Dresden and make sure he doesn't fuck this up for you. And both of them are like, relax. What could possibly go wrong? We're currently on the phone selling him to 45 people that have seen what happens when it goes wrong.
Uh-huh. So you've been in the working world for a while now, Jessica. You've seen how bosses operate. Do they usually do the smart thing? do they usually let people do what they've been hired to do?
All of my bosses are geniuses, and I respect every decision they ever made.
They absolutely just let you get on with your job that they hired you for.
Together. It was great. Yes.
Really good, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, none of them ever...
Take the event we did yesterday, Shay. It all went great.
But yes, exactly. They never micromanage. They never had a... They don't just... Yeah. Isn't that the whole thing, is hire people and let them do the work for you?
And there's the folly of villain arrogance.
Come on. I think it's more of that, okay? It's more just... I think that still applies to my comment about the boss. So he can't kill me.
It's villain arrogance. But yeah, exactly.
So Harry starts focusing in and then manages to slip the cuff and starts searching a cabinet for something to assist and finds a hacksaw.
Woo! That's noisy and slow. Who chooses a fucking hacksaw for even a home renovation project where you have infinite amount of hours? Who the fuck is choosing a hacksaw?
Well, and the good news is at least it only takes like 3 or 4 swipes because it just like
thank fuck it's strong as hell. Because, okay.
No, it's because it's the fairy. It's the iron against the fairy. I think that's the only reason. Because you're right.
If this was regular, I'm like, maybe I'm just a weak ass little girl, but like, I never did a project in shop class that took a hacksaw.
Also, we all have such like hand-me-down, ancient, non-sharp tools.
I don't know what a sharp hacksaw is like, I'll admit. I don't know. But I've never seen one in my entire life.
This is a rusty bucket of stuff that's been sitting here. I don't know how sharp a hacksaw's ever been manufactured in the 21st century
at this point, honestly.
Okay, and also, Jess, clearly, you've never watched the first Saw movie.
What gave it away?
I actually did have to watch that one.
Do address a little bit the sound when Roland starts going at it.
My
then he's
point,
like,
oh, though, is that it's just like a hacksaw of everything. Why not bolt cutters? Why not? I mean, bolt cutters are really hard to use one handed, but a hacksaw?
Yes, I think honestly, I would have been a lot more scared. I think the only saving grace here is that they're fairy made, hence why he was looking for, and that's why it
ripped like paper.
Ripped like paper through them. Yes.
Yeah. Wow, you fairies are weak as hell.
I'm becoming more and more convinced that when Butcher writes things, it's just to enrage people.
That is part of it.
Also, like, it's just the people in this room are easily enraged.
How much shit am I going to stir up? We're going to do this.
And it's just against you, Jess. Only you. He listened to the personal vendetta. Like, how the fuck can I piss?
Yeah, I went back and wrote the book 20 years before that.
Right? Like he could have fucking, like, found, like, one, you know, like, skinny screwdriver and, like, picked the lock or something, you know?
All of those I would have been happier with, honestly. But, yeah, a hacksaw? The first Saw movie. Haven't seen it. I'm sure I can guess. Okay, a hacksaw in a Saw movie? I would just, no. No. Give me an axe. I'll cut off my hand with an axe. I'm not using a fucking hacksaw.
That's Evil Dead.
Fuck. A table saw I'll do, but a hacksaw? That's so hard.
The only problem is
it tears.
There's places hacksaws and chainsaws and table saws and things can't go.
I'm now having so many movies flashing through my mind.
Table-mounted.
Some horrible fucking saw, and it's just the going through body parts, and it's like, we need to stop.
I'm just thinking of every time I ever have had to use a hacksaw, and it was like the worst moment of my entire life.
Once?
Millions, honestly. So many times.
All of a sudden had to use a hacksaw. You just said nobody...
I had to use it in shop class, and we had one at Amanda's house where it was like the only tool we had, so we had to use it in place of all other tools. And at my grandpa Jack's workshop, he kept making us use hand saws to do everything there because he didn't have a table saw. And I was like, I'm just a girl. Do this for me. I'm like 10 years old, bro. This sucks. I don't like bonding.
He wouldn't let you use the table saw. He's like, here, have the hacksaw. It'll take you all day, but you
can. It keeps you busy and out of my hair all day.
That's right.
That's the real reason he gave you the
hacksaw. My dad once told me he'd pay me $1 for every fence post I painted, and I painted like half of one. I was like, it's not worth it.
Totally got it. I'm like, Tom Sawyer, I am with you, bro.
I'm not even joking. He offered me and my siblings the same deal, and not one of us made a dollar. Because he was a landscaper. He didn't want to pay his own crew to come paint his own fence. So he was like, my kids will do it. And we were like, the fuck we will.
Way too much
work. And then he had to pay a guy like $15 an hour to do it.
Right, you'd be like, whatever, half an hour you'll be over and you'll still buy us ice cream at the store, so fuck you. Right? We don't need our own dollar.
We know where the freezers are.
We'll just make you buy shit for us anyways.
So Crane does finally notice that Harry is, you know, trying to make an escape and takes shots at him. And Harry gets into this truck and finds a claw hammer.
Yay!
Woo! I'm sorry.
And glass bottles.
Does he mention that the window is open on this when he gets to it?
No, it was closed, but
it was
one
locked.
The shots is errant. Smashes the glass.
Oh, is that how
he unlocks it?
Okay, I forgot that part because I remember it was like it got to the door and it was locked, and then I just reached up and unlocked it, and I was like, wait, okay, so that was the part I missed in between the S's, that one of the shots takes it out. Okay. So, yeah. And now it's on, motherfucker. So.
If I had a hammer.
So, like, I used to take out the. I'm like, of all the times you couldn't hex this one fucking, like, halogen shop lamp, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. Like,
no, because he's got his got the manacle on still.
Oh, yes, right.
He can't. It would hurt.
I get the whole
throwing the bottles and creating a distraction, but how stupid can you be? Of course he's going after Rollins. Like, how did you not already have, like, go and cover Rollins yourself and, like, wait to anticipate Harry there?
Well.
Shock.
I mean,
Holy shit, he got out.
Maybe they're just, too busy trying to catch him first before they...
Wait,
whatever.
Not my payday.
And I mean, also, they're like, again, the skeezy...
That's also something, though. This auction's happening regardless. Like, you haven't had time to go on and be like, wait, never mind, he escaped.
Yeah.
I want to know what you want and just paid, like, $45 million, probably Ariana. And then he's got to be like, you guys know that thing he always does?
So you gotta hope the bidding is still going and that nobody's actually...
I hope he looked like an idiot after that because you deserve that.
Well, he absolutely did have one way or the other.
But, like, just like that, like, all the wizards... All the bad guys on the Reddit page were like, you fucking idiot.
For you. Reddit page. Okay, but also...
In their WhatsApp group chat with each other.
I'm sorry. Who's gonna stick a hammer in their mouth?
It's AOL or ICQ at this point.
He takes the hammer and shoves it. He's like, I took like the hammer's wrap steel handle in my teeth. Stick it under your armpit while
just
you're holding
anywhere
bottle.
At all.
Well, one of his hands already screwed up from the thumb.
Yeah, you stick it up under
just
your
armpit. Just sit it on the floor. Like, how is your jaw strong enough to like...
That too, but the claw hammers, these things aren't...
He's a big man, I don't know.
I don't know, it just...
I totally missed that.
I mean, a disgusting rusty hammer.
That's why I did the wrap to end.
Do you remember your tennis shots, Harry?
Right? Like, yeah.
He's a little iron deficient, not anymore.
I'm like, is that my problem? Should I go lick hammers?
Yum.
Well, you do you. You're an adult now. You just let me know how that turns out for you. But yeah, I just, of all the things, I'm like, I get you're picking up bottles in your hands there, but I'm like, that just sounds awful to me.
Okay, really cool Easter egg. And I get Jim Butcher has explained this 101 times that like attracts like for the supernatural, okay? I get it. But for this to be the full moon garage, it's kind of like, what do you mean? Like, what a throwback.
We have such fond memories of you being held captive here before.
But this is where the alphas became the alphas, okay? You'd think that they would have been like, this is our hangout. Like, we bought the property and, like, turned it into a clubhouse.
No.
I know this is where the shootout and the bad stuff happens, but this is where they, like, became
no,
their...
No. This is where the alphas rescued him from. These were the lycanthropes. These were the people that had, like, the psychosis that acted like wolves.
They were the ones that dug the tunnel
Parkin.
To get them
out. Yeah, the alphas dug the tunnel to get them out. They were... The first time
thought that was the same location as Tara West's bunker.
No. The first time he encounters them is in, like, an abandoned department store. That was their super secret superhero hideout.
Yeah, this is a goon place.
These were the thugs.
I don't know. I thought they were the same two locations. This is the FBI place?
I mean, yes.
This
is the biker gang garage. Yes.
It's been a long time since we read that book.
It is. So, yes, I was going to say, wow, you
are expert here to talk about the Dresden Files.
We all
have
our roles.
At least I even remembered this part.
You did? Yeah.
I got to go.
It hasn't wiped from my memory yet.
You have to do this without me.
Give me 10 years, though, and it'll be gone again.
Right.
By the time we hit the last book.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 years is a long time.
Full moon grew.
We'll be totally caught up by then, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, you are partially.
144 days, Tansy.
Still a throwback. And
I do like that he does sort of explain how, though, that whole bad juju attracting. Because I was like, what are the chances?
Not only are those the chances, but he's already built a basis off of it before.
Yeah.
I still like it, though.
Yeah, yes. Yes. And, yes, conveniently enough, it gives him a possible other option despite that chain door.
How convenient.
Because that one would take a lot longer to get through with the hacksaw. Because it's not a Faraday chain. So, yeah. So, again, very cool trick that he takes out the lights and then, again, has this superimposed map. So, he's like, I can't see the moving objects. I don't know where stuff is going after we lose sight of them. But so cool that all the stationery. And
do you think he did a pirouette right before he hit the lights so that Lash would have a full 360 of the room?
one last. But I mean, like, it's cool. Like, even he says, he's like, oh, so trippy. He's like, I could see see the bottle in my hand. But then as soon as I threw it, it just like.
Just, yeah, it's cool. The whole thing is really cool.
Because
that would be a really cool movie moment,
again,
too,
yeah,
to see.
Right?
Yeah.
And having done, like, some VR games in the last couple of months.
Yeah, like, I pictured the sort of Tron thing, yeah.
Yeah, but I sort of almost liked that. Like, it was kind of cool. And the thing, like, depending where you move your hand, yeah. Object stuff is like popping
it
in and out
totally
of your
like
vision,
games,
and so
yeah.
It was kind of cool like that. You're like, oh, I can start to get a sense of this. Like, yeah,
I can't play video games, but I will get a workaround.
That's right. But it was kind of cool, and yeah. So it's just like you say, cheat upon cheat upon cheat. This is like what you're living for. It's like the whole like, hey Harry, I know you don't want to get sucked in, but holy fuck, is it cool? When you
need to
make use of all the things that she can do for you.
I mean,
right?
If I'm going to tempt you, I'm going to make sure it is awesome.
Well, no kidding.
Well, right.
And you want to live or you want to live.
You know what? I have the perfect thing for this right now.
Check this shit out.
Check this shit out. So yeah, so all of a sudden Crane's screaming, cover the door. They're going to... And part of it is,
where we're going,
know.
We don't need a door.
Right?
See, that is something. We spend a lot of time being all, oh, Harry, you're so smart. Oh, Harry, how did you think of this? Oh, Harry, wow, way to think on the fly. But when Lash is around, it's like, fuck you, Harry. You're dumb as hell. She has great plans. She is so smart. She's so efficient. Everything works out great.
So much.
She's not being auctioned off on eBay, but imagine... That did actually go through, and then not only do you get a wizard, but you also get a fallen angel. Like, do I own both right now?
Hey, wait a minute. Look what I just found out.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of repercussions for that auction not going through properly.
I was like, what happens? Like, okay, you deliver him alive or you deliver him dead? Which would they prefer?
For not
clearly alive.
But not delivering him at all?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
shit.
Even more? Well, I sort of wonder, because they go back.
No refunds, bye.
When the Denarians and stuff are, like, first introduced, and Michael and Sonya and Shiro and stuff are all like, yeah, we keep locking them up, and they keep getting them. So now I can just imagine this. I was like, is this part of how they're going? Because you're talking about selling the angel on there. I'm like, there's a site for rare coins. I was like, how many times do the angels get sold on? Like,
I'm sure,
it,
yeah.
The put them back out into distribution. Shit, yeah. You know, fuck.
What's that American show with the...
Pawn Stars?
Yeah, Pawn Stars, yeah.
Damn, I'm all good. Right.
I am impressed.
Well, I gave you all the information.
So Harry gets Rollins to the hole and under the metal wall... Well, Rollins tries to get through. Glau grabs him, but Harry's, you know, gonna
by his
him.
Shot foot.
Yeah.
Guy's going, he already pulled his stitches getting kidnapped. Then they shot him in the foot. And now they're like, oh, let me just, does this hurt if I squeeze here?
You've just but killed this man.
You know, he smacks Glau's forearm with that hammer pretty bad.
And then
smacks him with the manacle chain in the face. Like,
yeah, but Glau is no slouch either because he fucking grabs the hammer out of him. He's just got smashed in the arm. And he's like, give me that, bitch. Look, it's like coming back at you. But yes, I love that they sneak out the hole that the elf is dug for to get out before. He's like, ha ha, I know something about it you guys don't know.
That's why it's funny, though. Harry's just gone around. If Harry can sense the places in town with the worst black magic, Harry can predict that more supernatural will eventually come.
Get a little bit proactive. Just go
so
clear
I've been
up
going around booby trapping these places. I've been like, just in case I need a
firebomb.
Just in case I need a iron hacksaw. Just in case, like.
And you know he had to go to some of these places because he had
he
to make
did
the
all hole. Of Little Chicago. He's been to them all already.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say he'd just go like firebomb them all and get rid of them so they weren't going to kidnap you. But that's even better. Just put in
no,
your own like.
There has to be, same as why he can't shut down the convention, there has to be dark places for them to congregate. He should just already be prepared in case I'm held hostage here.
Just all kinds of little, like veils over things. So he's like, whatever.
Harry can't hold that. But still, stashing, like, you know.
Here's an extra blasting rod.
Like a pure
and a 22.
Iron nail.
Ooh, yeah.
In every corner. Or, I don't know.
Okay, but this is all I'm saying is he's not necessarily held in a corner. No, that's what I'm saying. But I'm sure he can work out something. Either he could, like, buy stuff or work something out with Bob to, like,
spyware.
To make, like, veils that he doesn't have to pretend so that, like, every 10 feet he could have a fucking nail. So
that's what I mean. Or just behind, like, he just goes and hangs up, like, a painting in every place, and behind the painting is a safe, and it's all the things I need.
Why do all my enemies have tetanus?
But that's what I mean. It's right now he's chained to the floor, so how's he going to get to this? That's why
I know,
everywhere.
But still, that's my point is that I'm
But yes, I love the idea that Harry is just, like, rigged every fucking dark place in Chicago to be prepped for when somebody drags him in there. It's like, your safe house is now my safe house, bitch. He's got enough black magic in him, too, that nobody would even notice. They wouldn't pick up
the
white wizardly
set. I was thinking that, too, because I was like, if you go and you start
messing around, cleaning up house,
it's not going to be a dark enough place for them to want to congregate them anymore. But I was like, it's not. It's fine. Harry's but so gray. Like,
yeah, you just sneaking in to hide secret shit when you're just going to blend in. So, yes, they mad at Harry. Just fucking, he's like, I just, like, went through there like a greased weasel. I feel like Harry's got a little bit of panic on his side now. Yeah.
Which is crazy because I can't do anything when I'm panicked.
Only make a good effort, but unfortunately, for some strange reason, Crane is supernaturally fast and manages to catch up to them pretty quickly. And
bitch, not fair. Do you know how much I worked on this super awesome escape plan that you could never have imagined because it was so fucked up? Like, I was like, there's no way you could have counted for any of this, bitch.
This concludes our episode 17.17, Familiar Burrow. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanalys.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own